You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand. It's 5:30 in the Camel Nation.
Hello, good morning.
Get ready for a radio free-for-all.
Join in the fun with the hashtag KMLE530 Club.
Welcome to the Camel 530 Club.
Welcome to What Would You Do? No.
Would you do with that worst joke Wednesday?
I was gonna say, what would you do Wednesday? That would be a fun game to play.
Yeah, what would you do?
Like we'd have to have some stakes in the game though, like some cash. Like, what would you do for $100 right now?
Oh, I like that. See, I went automatically like, what job would you do if you weren't doing the current one that you are?
Oh, I like that too. But no, it's a worst joke Wednesday today. Believe it or not,
what job would you do if you weren't doing this job?
I would be a fighter pilot in the Navy.
That's amazing.
Flying F-18s. No, I don't know. But as a kid, I did watch Top Gun about 35 million times, and I do have it. I have two copies of it on DVD just in case one got broken or scratched.
Good.
That's how obsessed I was with Maverick and Goose. And I wanted to be a fighter pilot really bad. And my dad was like, look, Nico, let's be honest, okay? You're not going to war, okay? You're not. You are a DJ. You play music. You do not fight people. That's what you do. So, my dreams of being a fighter pilot were crushed.
That's amazing.
What would you do? What would you be doing?
Actually, I would want to be in the FBI.
Yes. Like, did you think about that when you started developing your career?
No.
Were you like, I want to get into crime work?
No, and I should have because I wanted to get into politics.
Wow.
I know. What?
You are way too smart for your own good, though.
I do not. Thank you. I do not want to. I don't want to get into politics. I still kind of want to get into politics.
With the current administration, it'd be fun. I'll tell you what, it'd be spicy up there.
The last time we went back to Idaho, we know some of the political people up there, and we were at this event, at a wedding, actually. And I had a little too much wine. And I said to this woman who had run for Secretary of State, but then lost, and then now she's like, whatever, in the legislature up there. And I said to her, after too much wine, I have plans to run for governor of Idaho. No, I don't. I have no plans to run for governor of Idaho.
That's the Pino talking right there.
Why would I say that? So now I feel locked into that goal. But yeah, FBI sounds amazing. And actually just about like 5 years ago, I applied.
You told me about that.
Yeah, I applied. Got through the first round. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, hi, radio. I love you.
Hello, radio.
Hello, radio.
Welcome back, Alana.
Yeah.
Radio's the mistress of the night.
Oh, gosh, it really is.
It keeps sucking us back, man. I had a great job in New York City. A great job. And I was getting paid so much money. It was crazy. It was dumb. I was 22 years old, and they were just dumping piles of cash in my hands. And
I'm like, what
do I do? And then in 2009, we had the financial crisis happen. And the company that I was working for laid off 2,500 employees nationwide.
No.
And of course, guess who got the old axe-a-rooney?
DJ Nico.
So then I was like, man, I feel so cheated on by radio. I hate you, radio. I'm going to get away from you while I'm bathing in my pile of money. And my pile of money kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I'm like, man, I miss radio a lot. So it draws us back in, Alana.
Yeah. No, but also I've often thought that a fun job would be working at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Just smell it in the wood section, though, where you could smell the cedar.
The smell of fresh cedar in the morning.
That's nice.
Hey, can I help you? I'd like to buy some wood.
Right over here, we have lots of varieties of it. Are you looking for a deck?
What are we talking here? 2x4, 2x5, 6x10?
We got it all. 10x10? You need a birch?
You need birch? I'll get you birch. You need birch? You need birch. do people use birch to build things?
I hope not.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a thing.
The last time I talked about birch was we were driving from Flagstaff and my mother-in-law was like, those are the birch trees, Nico. Look at the white birch. It's white and they're birch. And they grow on the side of the mountain. You can tell that they're birch.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, very informative. Thank
very
you.
Informative.
Thank you, Mom-in-law.
It is a Worst Joke Wednesday. On Facebook, we asked you to tell us your worst joke. And Hugo Boss, my kitty cat, in his bow tie, is up there saying, what do you call a pile of cats?
I don't know.
A meowtin.
A meowtin.
Meowtin.
I love that. I'm trying to find the doo-doo-doo. There it is.
A meowtin.
Curtis Sanchez checking in. My buddy Will told me the worst joke a couple weeks back. But still really funny. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Curtis on a roll. Dude, you better be careful. You don't start talking all this kind of smack until your team wins the Super Bowl.
That is true also.
Who dat?
Who dat nation?
Katie Wojan says, what did the red light say to the green light? Don't look, I'm changing.
Katie Wojan.
Yeah, she's full of them.
Another
today.
One. What do you call an anxious dino? A nervous Rex.
I love it. Shanta says, I want to say thank you to that security guard joke from last week. It's helped me with conversations all week. What do you call security guards who are standing outside the Samsung store? Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's so good. Oh, Crystal Zevajan.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Happy hump day. No, I apologize. I cut you off, and I'm going to keep going. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
Uh-uh.
He won a Nobel Prize.
Yes. That's really good. Carrie Irwin Dove says, 5:30 Club, I work at the Home Depot, and we're hiring. Come on down. Thank
well,
you.
Well, keep our resumes on file.
Yes, we will. Alicia Carter says, good morning. Seriously, suck at jokes. None here. Desiree Nelson Marine says, I make horrible science jokes, but only periodically. Teacher jokes. And she hashtagged the teacher jokes. That's like the best.
Periodic table, guys. Tiffany Lynn, good morning, 5:30 Club. What do you call someone who sees a robbery at an Apple store? An eyewitness.
Of course you do. What do you call a dog with no legs? This is from Lanice Webb. It doesn't matter what you call him. He isn't coming. Jeez, Lanice.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. So good. Race car Rowdy Briggs. Good morning, Alana and Nico. He's got two of them for us. What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
What?
Nacho cheese.
Of course not.
And in which school do you learn to make ice cream?
Yes.
Sunday school.
Of course you do.
Stop it!
Oh, that one was good. Candace Flynn, this is one of my favorite all-time jokes. What do you call a fish with no eye?
Fish. I like that.
Classic. And she also said, what's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One.
Good. One Forrest One.
That's like real that. Good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Alicia Carter, she says she sucks at jokes. None here. But anyway, happy hump day. So thank you, Alicia, for checking in. I think we got them all. Wow.
Yeah, those were really, really good.
Wow.
Well, y'all are on a roll today, so call us with those today, too. 602-260-1079, because we want to hear worst jokes.
The new Camel at 107.9.
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.